It is the Friday show, Neil Atkinson with Dan Austin and Phil Blundell, to look ahead to the games. Coming up, we've got calls from Jack Collins and Anshore, and long-time listeners will know they support Fulham and Manchester United. That is the final game of the weekend, 4:30, the last bit of Premier League football before the World Cup all settles and hits us like a bag of spanners. Before then, though, the first game of the weekend sees Manchester City play Brentford, and here is Billy Grant.
And it is John Gibbons with Billy Grant from the Beast House of Brentford podcast. And Billy, before we get going, look ahead to your game. As an England fan and a Brentford fan, I'm sure you're a bit gutted for Ivan Toney, and for yourself as well, who maybe would have looked forward to watching him slot a winning penalty in the World Cup. Not to be this time.
Yeah, I think that was the last time I came on. I was overly excited about Ivan Toney getting an England call-up.
Yep.
And I went to Wembley on the Monday, and he did make an appearance, and I thought that wasn't a great sign, to be quite honest with you. And I'd already put it into the back of my mind that Ivan Toney would not be playing for England at the World Cup. But I know a lot of Brentford fans were thinking that he might do. And I think the word was, I said, you know, we've got about 8 matches, I think it was, between then and the actual England game. And we said, maybe if he scores like 15 goals in those matches, he might get called up. But I think he scored about 2. So it's not quite gone according to plan on that one. And it is a little bit of a gutter. And I think there's, you know, there's all sorts of stuff going on. And then there's this betting story that just happened to pop up, you know, a week or so before, you know, Gareth has to choose his team, which is, you know, I'm not going to make any assumptions or going to accuse anyone of anything. But, you know, some people are quite good at PR and placing stories at the right time. And, you know, that may have been a result of, you know, him getting not in the side and maybe somebody else getting in the side. But I'm not going to make any accusations because that's going to be complete conspiracy theory. And I don't get involved in conspiracy theories like, you know.